Very good morning, guys. And GIFT Nifty is not showing a good sign. And yesterday was all about 25% tariff that is imposed on India by Trump. So GIFT Nifty is trading around 180 points lower as of 8 a.m. today morning, 24,675 where it is trading. But we'll come back to that. Let's see where European and US markets closed yesterday. So yesterday, Nasdaq saw again a rally coming in and closed flattish around 31 points higher at 21,129. Whereas S&P 500 was negative around 0.13 bips at 6362, around 8 points lower. European markets saw a nice relief rally coming in where FTSE, CAC and DAX all were positive. But as of today morning, I can see that Asian markets are trading mixed, where Nikkei is leading the pack and is nicely positive around 355 points, 0.87%, trading around 41,010. But along with that, rest of the markets are trading in the negative territory, where Straits is losing around 0.62%, Hang Seng is losing around 1.5%, Jakarta is losing 0.2%, Shanghai is down 0.9%, and then India, we are trading around 0.8% lower, around 180 points lower. So 24,650, 670 is that level that I can see as of today morning. On the commodities front, crude has rallied, gold has again started to rally and is trading around 3,292 levels per ounce, whereas Brent crude is trading around 72.36. So yesterday again was an 8-day consecutive day where FIS sold around 850 crores of equity in cash market, whereas DIS bought around 1829 crores of equity in the cash market. So the monthly figure stands at around 42,077 for FIS. They have sold on a net basis, whereas DIS on a net basis have bought around 54,566. So there are around 129 companies who are going to declare their earnings today morning. So some large caps are Hindustan Unilever, Sun Pharma, Mahindra & Mahindra, Maruti Suzuki, Adani Enterprises and Coal India. And along with that, we saw some stellar earnings coming in yesterday as well. But the important thing is today is the expiry and what is that position. So what I can see is that FI and pro position and client positions. So let's start talk about clients and their positioning. So clients on a net basis are still long. They have around 3,72,000 shares outstanding on a net basis. On the call side, they have flat exposure where 5,000 shares are shorted, whereas on the put side, I think they are going to get trapped where 3,78,000 shares are shorted on the put side, and the initial downfall is going to trigger those stop losses as well. On the pros front, pros are on a net basis short, so they are playing for the markets to go down, where they have long calls of around 54,000 but long puts of around 2,00,000 shares. So that means that 1,46,000 shares they are shorted, and I think pros are going to benefit in the morning session. But let's come back to Nifty and see where it is trading and what are those levels here for. So as of now, Nifty had closed at 24,859. We are seeing around 180 points drop, so we'll open around that 700 zone, 650 to 700 zone where we are going to open. Today is the monthly expiry. The walls are low, but the walls cracked in the later half of the market yesterday and are trading just shy of that 10 mark where they are trading around 9.71. So we could see a huge jump coming in volatility in the first half of this session, where walls are expected to open around 12 to 13 range, because the straddle what is currently trading is trading at just 117 points. That gives an implied range of roughly 25,000 on the upside, whereas 24,700 on the downside, and we are opening probably at the lower end of that mark. Kialco is giving a mixed signal, where the slow signal is in sell, whereas the fast signal still remains in buy. So that is a contradictory signal we are getting. On the sectorial front, all the sectors are in negative, where on the negative front, basically small cap, realty, capital market, IT are all leading the pack, where they are showing signs of less momentum and probably on the sell mode, whereas infra and pharma, these are two sectors which can be looked for probably some bounces in the second half of the market. Along with that, what I can see is that on the commodities front, gold has started to rally once again. 98,725 is where it's trading. Along with that, crude is also strong, as we discussed today, trading around 6,022 on MCX. Silver is trading at 1,13,844 and is in neutral territory, and can be looked for a buy as well on those levels. Natural gas, nat gas is in buy zone and trading around 7 levels. So 31st July is the expiry. Today we are going to see some volatility happening. 24700 where is where we are opening, but let's look at some OI data and where the concentration has happened. So the most of the concentration is present around that 24800 24900 mark, where we are going to see a jump happening on the bottom side. So 24500 is that support level where we have some kind of 85 lakh shares as OI is outstanding over there. The call OI is extremely thin at 24500, where we are seeing just around 10 lakhs of OI being formed on 24500 strike. 24600, the puts OI again is showing around 77 lakh shares, so that can be a good support zone. Whereas on the upside now, 24800 stands as a huge resistance, and probably we might see again a bounce coming in the second half, so there can be a huge volatility. Personally feel that this 25% tariff is discounted and we could see a knee-jerk reaction in the morning, a rise in volatility, but that can be overseen in the second half as well. So keep a watch on the markets, try to stay light as of today's expiry is going to be volatile session. So that's all for today. This was guys Tanmay Kurthakoti, founder of QC Alpha, and you were listening to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. If you like this podcast, please give it a thumbs up, a rating, and share it with your friends, and see you all tomorrow once again. This is Tanmay signing off on 31st July as of 8:10.